One of the revelations to emerge from the Prococo trial is the outsized access that lobbyists have to top Cuomo administration officials. According to my next two guests, who have spent years fighting the competitive Power Ventures power plant as part of an organization called Protect Orange County, the reach of that access became clear when CPV executives were able to book multiple meetings with high-level Cuomo administration officials, while they were unable to set up any. CPV's link to the Prococo trial is a direct one. Former executives, including Peter Galbraith Kelly, have been accused of bribing Joe Prococo, one of the governor's closest aides, to help ease the permitting process for CPV. Community organizers Pramila Malik and activist and actor Jamie Cromwell are members of the group Protect Orange County, and they join me now. Welcome back to the Capitol Press Room.
Thank you for having us.
So the two of you and Protect Orange County had organized a Valentine's Day rally outside of the Prococo trial in Manhattan. What did you want, Pramila, to underscore for the public?
We wanted the public, number one, to understand what was actually taking place in that courtroom behind us that, you know, was demonstrates the intimate relationship that fossil fuel lobbyists have with our elected officials. And we were calling on our elected officials to break up with fossil fuel lobbyists and love New York instead and not frack it up and love our air, love our water, love our children. And our premise was that when they took the oath of office, they made a commitment to the people of the state of New York, and they were breaking that commitment. So we thought Valentine's Day is an appropriate day to disseminate that message. And actually, the judge also that morning, I've been actually sitting at that trial pretty much every day, the judge also made a Valentine's kind of themed statement in the morning. There was some evidence that the defense wanted to bring in showing how close Kelly and Prococo were. And their argument is that they were doing that whatever Kelly did for Prococo was not because of quid pro quo, but was because they were friends. And the judge said, I get it. They loved each other. It was love at first sight, but it's irrelevant. She ruled against them.
Jamie, you feel that democracy has been bypassed and that the people who live around the plant are victims, including yourself.
I do. This is not rocket science. We have a climate crisis. The principal causes of global warming is the corruption. It's the same corruption that is the cause of the other crises that beset us, the gun crisis, the educational crisis, transportation. In every area, corruption rules. The powerful elites buy the politicians who represent their interests and not the interests of the people.
We're going to take a break. Jamie, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we will be right back with Jamie Cromwell and Pramila Malik.
Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.
My guests today have been spending a lot of time outside the courtroom in Manhattan where Joe Prococo is on trial. Jamie, have you been there as well, as much as Pramila?
Not as much as Pramila. No one trial as much as Pramila. I attended one day, actually, the day of the rally, but I was watching a little bit of the trial that's going on by the children who brought suit against the federal government for abridging their right to life, liberty, and property. And it's the same trial.
You're talking about the
not in our name.
The kids who are coming to Tallahassee today to basically say stop the guns in schools.
That is one. This happens to be a suit brought by a group of 20 children against the United States for violating their rights to have a livable existence.
The climate change. Yes.
Because of climate change. And the government is fighting this tooth and nail, just as the defendants in this case are making the pretense that, no, there is no corruption. We're just friends. We just like going fishing with each other. We have no access to power. And when we use it only for the benefit of everyone, when the evidence is just overwhelming that that is not the case.
So a CPV spokesman made a point recently that the plant has worked with state and local authorities, that the bad apples who worked for them with Prococo no longer work there. And they held multiple public hearings. They're abiding by federal and state air emission standards. How do you respond to that, Pramila?
Right. So the testimony actually showed that the corruption began way back in 2010 when Kelly asked for a meeting with Mike Del Judice, who was then Cuomo when he was a candidate and attorney general. He worked on the Cuomo campaign, and I think he worked on Cuomo's energy policy. And the purpose of that meeting, according to House testimony, was to, quote, shape Cuomo's energy policy. One of those, the requirements that CPV needed was for Indian Point to close. And that did become a campaign issue for Cuomo when he ran in 2010. So we know from way back in 2010, they were trying to, quote, unquote, shape New York State's energy policy. So it wasn't just for this power purchase agreement and just for the reciprocity agreement. According to House testimony, Prococo was, quote, unquote, on call for everything the company needed throughout that time period from 2010 all the way up to 2016 or 2015 when Prococo resigned. So during that time, there were numerous permits that were required. And no, it's not consistent with state law. None of these permits were consistent with state law. If state law were being applied, they wouldn't have been eligible for the very first permit. The entire power plant is built on wetlands. There's a statutory requirement when there's an environmental justice community nearby to do an enhanced public outreach plan. They never did that.
Environmental justice community that's nearby in Orange County?
It's literally within a couple of hundred yards of the plant, adjacent to the plant.
So you're saying that each permit, which sort of builds upon the last permit, is a house of cards that should never have been built in the first place. What my question for you is this. We have seen other Albany officials who have been charged, Joe Bruno, Sheldon Silver, Dean Skelos, have their convictions vacated for one reason or another. Silver and Skelos are going to go back on trial soon. But there's a chance that Prococo and the former CPV executive on trial will be found not guilty. What happens then, Jamie Cromwell?
Then we're in a lot of trouble. If they're found not guilty, this same operation will be all over the country. The plan is to build 300 power plants all over the country, and the modus operandi of this company is to bribe their way into the seats of government in order to get the policies that they want, to get the permits that they need, and this will be repeated over and over again.
You're talking about CPV?
I'm talking about CPV, which builds these plants.
These are not CPV and fossil fuels is only one element of this trial. There are other corporations that have nothing to do with the fossil fuel industry.
Right. But what they did with Core Development was just as bad. I mean, setting up five different LLCs to bypass the, LLC loophole or to take advantage of the LLC loophole and to make sure. And, in that, I don't know if you recall, but Prococo directed them not to use the word Core in any of those LLCs.
Right.
And they could then donate $125,000 as opposed to 25, which would have been the limit. Yeah.
Right. According to good government groups and editorial boards, that is what's really outrageous here, is that a lot of what's alleged to have happened, like the use of LLCs to donate these enormous sums of campaign cash, are not illegal. We talk about bypassing a loophole, but there's nothing really being bypassed. It's legal.
Right. And to respond to your earlier question, there's a different standard for quid pro quo criminal conduct. There's a different legal standard and there's a different bar. But we already know from what was testified to. Forget about House testimony. We can, you know, even if we were to put all of that aside, just the plain documentary evidence of what was said and what transpired and the access to power that this company was able to get when they were, you know, proposing a highly toxic, dangerous facility, then the state should have been all the more careful to dot its I's and cross its T's. And they didn't. The reciprocity agreement that they got, there's a memo. The press didn't pick it up, but there was a memo from the DEC to the governor's office in which the DEC states there is no benefit to the state of New York by this agreement, by this proposed reciprocity agreement. This is for the emissions credit. And, of course, it gets approved anyway because Prococo and Kelly needed approved and wanted approved. But Snyder testified, Jared Snyder, that there was no benefit to the state of New York. That's what's written in the memo. Yet they got it anyway. What was that for? That was for permission to pollute. Those emissions credits are permission to pollute. So even though it was for the Woodbridge plant, it is pollution that is impacting New York State. So there's real harm underlying what transpired. There's real life and death consequences.
So,
and by the way,
we only have about less than a minute, Pramila, but what's next after this trial? You know, let's say Prococo is found guilty. Let's say Kelly is found guilty. What then? Are you going to file a civil suit?
Yes. Well, we already have, you know, various suits underway. But we're calling on Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, if he wants to preserve any integrity whatsoever, he's got to shut this plant down immediately. The day those indictments were announced, this plant should have been shut down. And the fact that it wasn't and those permits were not immediately pulled and rescinded is a glaring indictment of the Cuomo administration. It indicates culpability and complicity, and he must shut it down.
We are out of time.
Yeah.
I want to thank you both, Pramila Malik and Oscar-winning actor and activist Jamie Cromwell. Both are from Protect Orange County, which you can find online at protectorangecounty.org. Thank you both.
Thank you for having us.
And I want to thank you for joining us. Our producer has been Tim Williams.
Howdy.
Our engineer, Dave White. I'm Susan Arbetter. You've been listening to The Capitol Press Room.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.